Hello， 大家好啊！咁咧又系轮到我哋呢个节目《为啖气》里边咧，其中有个环节叫做一团和气咧，就会周围去走访一啲咧即将公演嘅舞台剧同埋佢个主办嘅机构嘅。咁我今日嚟到新蒲岗呢一度咧，咁咧就嚟到咧一个咧叫做香港音乐剧艺术学院呢一度啊。咁咧就咧会系同呢度嘅一个總監傾下偈啦，同埋佢嘅得力助手啦，可以咁樣講啦，可以叫 Betty 小姐傾下偈嘅，係咪嚇？而家咧就喺我面前咧，就係佢哋嗰個叫做藝術總監咧，就係佢嘅中文名咧就叫做鄭漢文先生，係咪鄭漢文先生 ？Hello，Hello，Nice
to meet you，OK。
係咁，另外仲有 Betty 小姐啦。
Hello，Hello，
你好啊！咁好開心咧，我哋可以喺呢個節目咧同大家傾下偈嘅。咁因為咧喺以往我哋呢個節目度咧，通常出現嘅都係廣東話同埋普通話嘅訪問啦。咁今次咧應該就係我哋首次咧要用英語同埋廣東話一齊訪問嘅，咁因為咧我哋訪問嘅朋友咧，鄭漢文先生咧，佢係一位來自法國啊，係嘛？來自法國嘅一位藝術工作者，佢咧喺跳舞方面咧已經係非常之資深同埋好多年㗎啦。咁佢嚟到香港咧，就咧成立咗一個叫做香港音樂劇藝術學院呢一個嘅，咁我而家不如首先就想問下佢，究竟當初點解會成立呢一個學院嘅咧？同埋呢個學院咧，其實咧個目的或者佢個取向會係點嘅咧？
Hello.
First of all, I want to ask about why you will hold this school and when this school is started.
Yeah, well, I've been working since 1991 at the Hong Kong Academy of Performing Arts, Ying Yang Hoyun, as the head of musical theater. And when I left the academy in 2005, it was a decision either to go back to another university in Europe or France or US, or to keep doing what I was doing in Hong Kong with the academy for 14 years to bring musical education to Hong Kong. And I decided to stay and to establish my own school. And that's when the Hong Kong Three Art Musical Institute was established. It was in 2005 when the school started. And I decided to stay, bring musical education to primary school, secondary school, university, to keep helping the development of musicals in Hong Kong. That was my initial idea when I decided to not to go back to Europe, but really to stay and keep developing musical education here. Been doing so much training for 14 years at the academy, and I felt something was needed in primary school. Because sometimes, in order for students to come to train professionally at the academy, they need to have an introduction before they go to university to learn musicals. So in order to have an inspiration and to have an introduction to musical, it needs to happen in primary or secondary school to develop the interest of musical. Because there is no musical history in Hong Kong for the moment. So in order to bring musical to the youngster and to bring their interest to study professionally musical, we need to bring it to them when they are young to inspire them. Same thing as music, they need to learn piano and violin and all the instruments when they're very young, and later on they grow up and they would like to learn music and become a musician or a teacher in music. The musical is the same thing. If we don't bring it to them when they're very young, then it's very difficult for them to be interested to go and study musical later on because they won't know what it is. So I decided to stay and really to commit and bringing musical education into the schools around Hong Kong. I do work regularly with the Leisure and Cultural Services Department, and they're providing a lot of musical education in schools, so I do that every year. And it's one of the big platforms that do bring art into the schools, and that with their help support, we bring musicals into the school with them and other organizations. So that's why I decided to stay and to establish the Hong Kong Three Arts Musical Institute.
So what is the meaning of three arts?
Well, in order to do a musical, you need to be a singer, an actor, and a dancer. You need to know three art form, and that's the three arts.
So this name is including
the three art form that compose musical that you need in order to do a musical, the singing, acting, and dancing.
Okay, so the age of the student is is from how old to how old?
All ages. In schools, of course, we work with primary school, starting from 6 years old, and secondary school until they pass their DSE, and a university student. In the school here, our students who come to the school are adults who work in all industry in Hong Kong, and banking, insurance, and designing, and accounting, all form of work. And in the evening, on the weekend, they have a passion for musical, for dancing, or singing, or acting. They come to the Three Arts Musical Institute to fulfill their passion.
Mm-hmm. So that beside you go to school to teach or to give the technique to the student, and also you will have holding
courses in the school here. Yes, absolutely. I mean, we go to schools to teach the youngster, but here at 3MI, the studio is really geared to the adult. Summer, we do have summer course with youngster, of course, but it's really an evening after work. Many adults, as you know, Hong Kong, everybody is so busy with work. And after they finish work in the evening, they would like to relax, and some of them come to sing, some come to dance. And basically, it's a hobby for them, but it's a hobby within a passion for musicals.
Oh, so what is the pattern about the course you hold here? Is it for a year's course or something?
We work mostly as a private school, we work by terms. Mm-hmm. So that we mean we start from September to December. Mm-hmm. Normally we finish in December with a small showcase in the studio where they can show the work we have learned during the term. Mm-hmm. And we start again from January to April, and April to June. So it's not for, of course, the student, most of them are here the whole year, but we function by term.
By term. Then they have a different kind of age group, right? The age group for kids or for adults?
Within the school here at 3MI, they're all mostly adult. But in the weekend, we have classes for the youngster, either primary school or secondary school student. But most evening classes are all for adults, people who finish working and they come here to enjoy a little bit of musical.
Mm-hmm. How many people in a class?
Our class are small, so we can really pay attention to everybody. We run a class of about 10, 12, 15 students. They are not large classes of 30 like in school. Primary school, of course, we have classes of 30 students because they are by class. But here is according to the enrollment every term, and they are small classes where we can give enough attention to everybody.
Okay. Because some people, they don't have any
training
for the musical before when he come to your
we have beginner place. Classes so we have beginner classes.
Can you tell me something more little bit about the cast? What can learn
well
from the
someone for example who have never learned, they like musical but they have never learned anything,
start
for example by a beginner class on a Saturday where they learn the basic position of the body. We teach here, so we don't teach a ballet, but we're teaching musical basic class theater dance. So we teach them how to use their body, to understand coordination with their body, to understand rhythm with their body, and how to do simple basic step until they feel comfortable and we move to an upper level. So basically a beginner class is really to make them understand about their body, what they can do with their body safely, of course, what they can do. And then singing is the same thing. As you learn simple song, it's easier because it's a group, so can they just feel comfortable singing as a group. So it's always starting with basic things to make them feel comfortable.
Basically, they can choose or you have a set of thing to
When the student join the class, they don't choose the material. We have, our own curriculum, own syllabus that I work with, and they come, and every term the dance style change because musical have so many style of dance. It can be a slow, what we call a lyrical jazz. It can be a big Broadway number that is very fast. It can be a number inspired from different musicals, so they will learn different style of dancing according to musical.
So is anybody can join the course or you need to do some audition?
No, everybody, this is a school where it's a hobby.
Yeah.
So we're not, when I do professional, of course, production, then I do choreograph, I have audition, and I audition people for my professional production. But for the classes here at the Hong Kong Three Arts Musical Institute, is really anybody can join, come according to your level. If you're more advanced, you choose the advanced class. And if you're a beginner, you come to our beginner class and come to enjoy, to discover a new art form.
Mm. I see, I see. So, up to now, how many students that they did here?
Train, I don't know, every year is different. We train so many students. For example, we did school show now, we finished, we had 200 students that we work with in school show. So in the school here, it changed every time. We have a core group that's been here for a long time, that's following me for many years, 15 years or more, or Betty for 18 or 20 years. So it's a different, but mostly the school's work that we do are large group.
Okay. 剛才提到關於 Betty 你其實就是學生或者得你助手，或者你可以講一下，究竟當初你又是什麼機緣可以來報跟老師學習？我其實是當時我在加拿大回來的，加拿大回來之後找地方學跳舞，因為一向都是跳芭蕾的，但當時穆哈默就在APA教，我認識了他之後，他離開了APA之後，他教我參加他的classical jazz classical jazz 我未學過 但他教得很深入 和很不同一般教 jazz 的老師 所以我就喜歡了classical jazz 之後 由那時候開始他去到哪裡就跟著他
直接到現在都是的，那你譬如說現在新來的一些學生那裡譬如說會幫忙去做一些輔導或者教學的工作都不需要因為阿姆哈默他可以搞自己搞定了一個但行政方面的事情行政不用的
你主要都是繼續在學校做的，是嗎？是嗎？明白。其他人除了行政之外，其他的就幫忙。是的，都有幫忙，因為都這麼多年的學生，跟了這麼多年的學生。
比如他學校的設計所有東西，或者他的logo的東西就是我做的。是的，都是要幫忙，都是要幫忙。那譬如你以一個過來人的身份，譬如你覺得你之前跟老師的時候還未有這個學院的， 但到現在譬如他有個學院也搞了這麼多年了，譬如說你作為一個旁觀者或者一個學生，你覺得其實這個學院你對他有什麼感覺或者感受？香港 FAMI 我最感受到就是那個 passion 其實都是因為穆哈默本身他有個很大的 passion 他的 passion 是剛才好像他所說他想將這個 musical 帶來給一般尤其是香港人，香港 culture 不是很深，尤其是 classical jazz 是沒有多少地方有，應該找不到，但是穆哈默就將這件事帶來香港，我覺得這間學校給我最大一個字講完就是他的 passion
除了這件事就是穆哈默那個教的方法是數一數二，真的不簡單，他不是一般個半小時來到就這樣你吃個時間，或者是一般在外面學
hip hop 或者是一些 funky jazz
特別技巧的，但是這裏就不是了，這裏是要你有一個好的技巧。明白的。We are talking about this school.
This school. What, yes,
what
yes,
her
yes,
feeling yes. about this school?
Yeah,
she feel you have a very great passion.
Well, it's all teaching. You must have a passion first of all for what you want to teach, and then you must really love teaching. If you don't have really passion for what you want to teach, you want to just do it as a job, and you don't really have passion as a teacher, it's very difficult. It's not possible to inspire people, and it's not possible to give them the love of the passion that you have. You must have it yourself first before you give it to others.
So you have teach for so many years in Hong Kong, and what do you feel about the standard of the musical or the production of musical in Hong Kong?
Well, it's growing. It's better than when I arrived in 91, of course. It's growing. It's getting better. Unfortunately, we don't have anymore an institution or university that train performers professionally for musical, and that is missing. We sometimes see productions where people can act, but the singing is not too great. Or they acting, and but they supposed to dance, but the dancing is not too good. And in musical, you really need to balance that between great dancing, good singing, and good acting. And that's why Broadway or West End in the UK are so successful, making, you know, millions of dollars every year because of the standard of performance. In Hong Kong, we still lack a little bit the professional training. APA stopped the training for musicals when I left in 2005. And now it's missing. So we don't have an institution in Hong Kong for the moment that really train people professionally. So the different productions that we see are okay, but I won't say they're at the same level as Broadway or West End. It's not possible. They don't have the same training. There is a lot of real people are really trying to do that, but you need the professionally trained artist for it. You need a good singer, good dancer, good actor in order to do a musical where you get so excited like those musicals on Broadway or West End. So hopefully one day will happen in Hong Kong. For the moment, we go see production, more or less successful. It's okay as long as it's safe, but we don't have yet, or me personally, go to a production in a musical and I feel, wow, this is really now like Broadway. No, I don't feel that yet. I have to be honest. I don't feel that. I can see individual performers in some local production and I feel, oh, that one is better now. She improved or he improved and she's better and he's better. But the overall production, I don't get excited like I get excited when I see a Broadway production or I go to UK or Paris musical, because we don't have yet the professional training yet. So we have good actor, good singer, good dancer, and it's very hard to put them together. We have been able to do a great production this last year in December 2014 of Hello Dolly. It's a big classic musical. We worked very hard to make it as professional as possible and equivalent to a Broadway production. We had a great production, beautiful set, beautiful costume. We worked very hard for the casting, and I was satisfied. I was happy with it, not only because I was the choreographer of it, but overall the production, I was happy with it. It was of a high standard. So you kind of approaching the kind of production you could see on Broadway, West End, a little bit a lower level, but it wasn't bad. It was a production that I was happy with.
I see, I see. Because, you know, sometimes in Hong Kong, some production they call is musical, but actually they are not really a musical.
Yes,
right?
Yes, it's still a little bit confusing. What do they call musical? Is it a play? Is it a drama with a little bit of singing? What is it? So sometimes it is confusing, but people don't make a difference between a musical play, a music theater piece, what is a musical comedy show. They're a little bit confused about all these terms. So they're still learning. It's not perfect yet. We don't have enough directors who are trained to direct musicals. That, because there is no place to be trained to direct musical. They are trained to direct plays, but not musicals, so they don't have that experience. We don't have enough choreographers who are really fully trained to choreograph musical, to understand style, period, and how to work with the dancer to fit a storyline and to tell a story with the choreography. We don't have enough of that. So It's in progress. It's in progress of development, and we have to be patient, and hopefully one day it will happen that we will have a good training program in Hong Kong, and then we will be able to see some nice musical production. It's not there yet, but we have to keep remaining positive and hopeful.
Do you think that the language is also one of the
I had that question and heard many times by different people. I am not too sure. I mean, most of my production that I do are either Broadway translated from English to Cantonese or directly into Cantonese. I don't think it's a language. I really think it's a professional training of the artist.
Oh, I see.
Because, I mean, musicals are done in East Europe in different languages, in East European. I don't think even people say, no, but Cantonese is more difficult. I was like, yes, there is 9 tones in Cantonese. It's not easy. But I don't think it's only that. I think it's just the professional training. You need artists who are professionally trained, and they can find their way through the language, no matter whether it's Cantonese or Mandarin. I think what it just needs is really the professional training. And if you have someone who's professionally trained, they can find the way out of the language and make it work. I mean, Japan does some amazing musicals in Japanese, translating Broadway musical in Japanese. Korea does some amazing musical, translated also from Broadway English to Korean. So why not in Cantonese and Mandarin? I don't think it's the language is a problem. I think it's really the experience and training.
I see. I know you are doing very hard for the training, but seems it's still not enough in Hong Kong, right? Because not too many people have this training. So maybe they cannot find the teacher to train the student, right?
Yes, absolutely. Is that also, it's funding professionally trained teacher who know what they're doing in musicals, from the dancing to acting to the singing. The singing approach in musical is very different from singing opera. Most of the singing teacher in Hong Kong are trained classically, which is fantastic because it's like a strong base. It's like learning ballet to become a good jazz dancer. It makes you a better jazz dancer once you learn ballet. And then singing is the same. You learn your classical technique in singing, and then you switch to musical approach for the voice, and it's fantastic. You become a great singer. Many on Broadway or West End are classically trained, but you need the right teacher, and not enough people, again, are trained professionally to be able to train other people. If there is not a professional institution where people can be trained to go and be trained there, all the small private school like 3MI is not enough. Because parents cannot, you know, send you to train twice a week. It's not the same thing as going for a degree in musical theater and you train for 3 or 4 years full time every day. Yeah. It's the same. Then they can really focus and bring the best on you if you have the talent to make you the best they could, even as a singer, actor, dancer, singer, to bring what talent you have through a strong program. You really need, the private school are not enough. You need, you know, a university institution that have a musical program to do intensive full-time training.
Okay. Then what can we do, or do you have any suggestion about we can improve this kind of thing? Because even APA still cannot have
They don't have a degree in musical theater. So people who wants to do musical, they have to go abroad.
But he is it is a school for us yes, already, right?
This is a school for artists, a private school for artists, but we don't provide a degree. So parents won't send their kids here because they can take, what, 3 classes, 4 classes a week? This is not enough. Parents, if they have to pay a school for a full-time studies, they want something, the outcome to have a degree or professional diploma, but it's intensive training. So it needs really that university institution that can provide that. For us, what we do, we bring that introduction to musical. We bring the passion about musical. I have students, teenager, who train with us during teen time musical, and now they audition for overseas. I have one student who went to study in the UK, another one who just starting in Singapore and university to do musicals because there is no professional program in Hong Kong. So they have to go overseas to learn it.
That's all
what we can do, is to keep really inspiring the youngster toward musical, but knowing if they want to study it professionally, they have to go overseas.
So do you think the government should be doing something?
Oh, absolutely. The government should really, really think about, you know, setting a musical theater program in Hong Kong, and whether you're at APU or any other university, it doesn't matter. Who cares? As long as there is a professional training program. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be at the APA. It could be any other university. I mean, Baptist University, Chinese University, they have some very good Chinese music program. APA has music program, but nowadays some people don't go to APA. They go to Baptist University or Chinese University. So musical program doesn't have to be at APA. It would be good because you have the facility, but even though it needs to be bigger, but it just need a professional program. So the government really need to think about this, where we want to do more music hall. We have the West Kowloon, upcoming West Kowloon dream. So where are we going to find the performers? Are we going to bring them from overseas? No, we need to train them here.
I see. Betty
小姐有冇補充啊？對於你自己有冇咩意見？我覺得係香港冇culture唔係好重啦，即係同埋政府唔係咁推廣呢方面嘅musical呢方面，反而澳門就多啲，香港就好少。係因為其實咧，如果要做起上嚟，我成日覺得香港其實係得。
因為佢哋真係有人才啦，又有嗰啲技術上可，咁所以如果譬如話真係有一啲大力啲嘅推廣或者支持咧，其實應該可以做得更好喎。係咯，咁希望真係即係有關方面或者政府如果係聽到呢個錄音嘅，希望都可以考慮下睇下可以做啲乜嘢啦。嚇，咁我哋而家翻翻嚟咧講下今次嘅演出啦。
Now we are talking about the showcase
coming up in August.
So, what is the story about this showcase?
Well, this is not a full-time musical, a full-length musical with a full story, because students come for different classes. So basically, we're trying to put on stage whatever they learn during the year, different choreography, different songs, our summer course with the youngster. So it's basically what we call a collage of different songs and dances from different musicals. It's not as we call a variety show, but it's really a collage of different style of musical dance and different style of musical songs. But with a special point this year, when we're doing a tribute to The Wiz, there is a very famous musical that is come after The Wizard of Oz with the famous song Over the Rainbow. But Broadway is going to restage the other version of The Wizard of Oz called The Wiz, and we're doing a tribute to it where we're going to perform several numbers coming from that musical, from The Wiz. So this is what is a little bit special with our showcase this year. But we do a showcase every year in the summer, mid-August in general, is really to allow the student to perform pieces that they have been learning during the whole year. They work very hard the whole year, and we give it, it's like a reward for the training of the year to put them on stage. Like professionals do that very often because they need to survive with that and they're performers. But for students who learn as a hobby in the evening during the whole year, in the end of the summer, my way of trying to give it as a reward is for them to have a theater performance, to enjoy finally the whole hard work of the year and to put a show on stage with the lighting, the microphone, and a setting of a theater.
I see. 咁Betty小姐，我有啲嘢想問啦，因為咧我睇到你哋嘅宣傳單張咧，其實咧，嗱，因為我知道你哋嘅公開演出就10號。
八月十號係啊，咁但係咧呢度咧佢亦都有話，其實係咪呢個係佢哋嘅showcase？This one is the last time.
Because I know the performance you will show in to the public is on 10th
of the 10th of August at the Chai Wan Theater, the U Square in Chai Wan, on the 10th of August. It's again same collage of different songs from musicals with a tribute to The Wiz, and our little kids will do an excerpt from another musical called Kids in Paradise. So they will perform few songs from that, few dance number, and that would be our primary school age a student doing a performance excerpt.
Okay, and I want to ask, because there is a period about 3 weeks.
That's our intensive training for the summer course, where the students, they don't have school, so they're able to come every morning to do the training here. So that's a training intensive every summer. During the year, we cannot do this because they're in school, so they will come once a week on a Saturday. But during the summer, we can do intensive during 3 weeks, training every day, and then at the end, we have the stage performance.
So this time is for
the summer
for the training to this performance.
For this performance.
Oh, I see. So that's the same for this. But is this is a different kind of the age range?
Not the same with the whole adult. Actually, our show mostly this summer, it will be with the kids and the adult. We won't have the teenager performance, but we'll have the kids primary school age, and we'll have the adult performance.
I see. So all the thing is ready already?
We're rehearsing very hard. They're working very hard, and the pieces, they're like all performer, always, we always want more days, but everything is on the right track, and hopefully we'll be ready. Now we starting organizing the costume, trying to make them look good for every piece, so it's really focusing to make the 10th of August a great performance.
So beside this showcase, is there any plan or any performance you will do later? Or
we have again, as part of our training, in the end of September we are touring school with a mini show. It's a musical introduction, and we go to some primary and secondary school. We'll be touring with some professional to bring the art form of musical, and that will be toward the end of September. We will start rehearsing in beginning of September, and end of September we start to in some school to introduce musical, primary school and secondary school, again with the leisure and cultural service department.
I see. 即係其實 有冇補充咧？對於呢個演出，其實
Hong Kong 3MI 咧，每年夏天咧都有個 showcase
嘅，年年都有嘅，每年都有嘅。跟住然後學校入邊咧，我哋會每一個
term 季完咧，都會有一個喺學校 studio 入邊嘅表演，跟住請曬啲朋友嚟。 但係喺舞台上面咧，即係譬如今次喺 U Square 呢一個表演咧，就係每年深夏都有。咁入邊啲內容就係唔係一套嘅音樂劇，而係一個 piece 一個 piece， 但係全部都係由正統嘅音樂劇出嚟。即係一啲好經典嘅劇，嗰度係抽一啲片段同埋一啲歌出嚟，俾一啲學生去。咁今次嗰個 show 係小朋友同埋大人，就冇清中間青年嗰集。
咁如果大家咧真係咧有興趣咧去睇下呢一個演出嘅啦，咁或者想睇下究竟香港一啲音樂劇嘅學生嘅水準去到邊咧，咁就可以嚟睇下你哋呢個演出啦，係嘛？可唔可以咧再講多次個演出嘅資料咧？即係譬如話演出日期啊、地點啊咁樣樣。
8月10號星期一7:45喺青年廣場。台灣
嗰個青年廣場。
台灣青年廣場。
門票係幾多度啊？
門票係200蚊，就free sitting嘅。咁就門票而家其實已經喺各城市售票網、售票處可以有得買啦喎，係嘛？係啊，又或者係咧可以上去學校嘅網址啦 hongkong3mi.com，跟住就聯絡上面有個 email，咁你可以去打 email 過嚟。
好喺我哋呢個訪問播出間嘅時候咧，我都會將呢個演出嘅所有資料咧，都會一併打埋出嚟，咁咧就可以等咧更多人知道呢一個演出嘅，同埋即係如果佢哋想買飛啊嗰啲，或者都可以打嚟去查詢一下。
同埋我哋個 poster 出嘅，即係我哋會有 Facebook 嘅 poster。
哦，好啊！如果係啊，如果你有 Facebook 嘅 link 可以俾埋我哋，我哋都可以一併過擺埋去，咁等大家更多人認識你哋呢個 showcase 呢個節目咧，亦都係可以更加好。 多啲人知道你哋呢個學院嘅咁樣，好咁咧今日咧其實咧就好多謝咧你哋兩位咧同我傾下偈啦，咁等大家咧都知道多啲關於咧你哋呢一個組織同埋其實而家究竟香港嗰個舞台劇嗰個水準或者個程度其實而家去到邊嘅。OK， thank you for your interview today because I'm very happy that from this interview, can let people know more about the Hong Kong music?
Musical, yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's a new art form, so we just hope that many people will be inspired by musical, would like to know more about musical, and just enjoying going to see shows of musical.
Yeah, because I know many people like musical very
much. Yes, and then sometimes they go and get confused because it's a little bit of drama and a lot of singing, so but they want more dancing. Yeah. But anyhow, it's growing, it's developing, so thank you for this interview and letting people in Hong Kong know more about music.
Yeah, this is my pleasure, and then I hope that your showcase is have a good show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.